is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of one of the first great travel writers, George Borrow, born in Norfolk, England, 1803, who by the time he was 22 could understand 12 different languages. He translated the Bible, he translated the New Testament into Manchu, and traveled the world distributing Bibles, wrote about all of the thieves and revolutionaries and gypsies and soldiers and politicians and priests that he met along the way. George Borrow, who gave good advice for a traveler, he said, "I am invariably of the politics of the people at whose table I sit or beneath whose roof I sleep." It was on this day in 1880, George Bernard Shaw quit his job so he could write full-time. He was living with his mother, working at the Edison Telephone Company. He quit, and he started spending his days in the British Museum reading room, reading and writing. His first five novels were all rejected, so he focused his energies on writing music and theater reviews and started to make a living at that, and then he began to produce the plays that made his name as a writer. He lived with his mother all that time, and she never complained about supporting him. He later said, "My mother worked for my living instead of preaching that it was my duty to work for hers. Therefore, take off your hat to her and blush." It's the birthday of the cartoonist Bill Watterson, born in Washington, D.C., 1958, who created the cartoon strip Calvin and Hobbes, which ran from 1985 to 1995. He'd planned to become a political cartoonist. He got a job at the Cincinnati Post, but he just couldn't get a handle on Cincinnati politics, so he lost his job, and he started to draw up plans for possible comic strips, including one about a six-year-old boy and his stuffed tiger. It was picked up by United Features Syndicate. They turned it down at first, telling him Watterson they'd only run the strip if he'd insert a robot man character that could be made into a toy. And Watterson turned them down, so they came back to him and bought the strip anyway. And it started to appear in newspapers November the 18th, 1985, the story of a six-year-old boy, Calvin, and a tiger named Hobbes, who appears to be a real tiger to Calvin, but appears as a stuffed animal to everyone else. The strip became wildly popular, and Watterson turned down all the offers that he got to license the characters for toys and T-shirts and greeting cards and movies. He said, "My strip is about private realities, the magic of imagination, the specialness of certain friendships. No one would believe in the innocence of a little kid and his tiger if they cashed in on their popularity to sell overpriced knickknacks that nobody needs." After 10 years, he retired to devote his time to painting. And it was on this day in 1954, Elvis Presley recorded his first rock and roll song and his first hit, "That's All Right, Mama," by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke, "My Papa's Waltz." The whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans slid from the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not unfrown itself. The hand that held my wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt. My Papa's Waltz, Theodore Rethke, from his collected poems, published by Doubleday and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with a poetry tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher for almost 100 years. RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.